So a question came up for those people who have Dropbox. How could you create a folder inside your Dropbox and share it with the other people? So I'm going to do a quickie demo because it's really pretty simple. And I'm going to do it on my Windows PC. Other platforms are similar, and we could talk about that if you need devices. So the first thing you want to do is you want to locate your Dropbox folder on your computer. So if you have Dropbox installed, it's going to install a folder. Usually it's in your home folder. So for instance, my home folder on this computer is called Frank. So let me find my Frank folder.
FFRStack.xf, Fusion 20F, Frank 184.
And I'm going to open it up.
Enter, Frank, items view multi.
And in here should be the actual Dropbox folder where all my Dropbox files are stored. Unless you change the location, this is where it would be, but you could find it wherever you put the folder.
3DOC, desk documents, downloads, favorites, set, Florida, links, 9 of 18, music, 10 of 18.
Actually, believe it or not, it's not, I actually did change it on this computer, so I'm going
to... Shell folder, Dropbox, enter, Dropbox, items view.
Okay, so I'm inside my Dropbox folder. So the first thing you want to do is create a new folder. Control-Shift-N. N is in new.
Control-Shift-N, edit, new folder, type in text, edit, new folder,
default,
item, press the arrow keys, edit, new folder, type in text.
New folder, and you want to backspace over that to get rid of that, and type in
select, land.
Whatever you want. I'm going to call it nonsense.
N-O-N-S-E-S-E, enter.
And what we're going to do, now we want to share that folder. So let's find it. Don't open it. We're just going to locate it.
NVDA tutorial. Older PC left parent to right parent. For N, Nina and Frank. N, nonsense. For 126.
There it is. Nonsense. Now, notice I just brought focus to it. I did not open it. So you want to bring up the context menu. I like to use Shift F10 because I have a keyboard that does not have an applications key.
Shift F10. Context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow. O, open O.
And we're going to find the link to share it.
Open a new window. Pin the quick add. Open PowerShell. Add the window. Enter the play window. Upload using share. S.
Share. Let's see. Okay. Share. We could do this here.
Enter, leaving menus, Dropbox, items view, multi-select list box, nonsense, 3/12/2022, 3:03 p.m. file folder, 4126, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, share.
This dialogue here is a little tough to read sometimes, but if you tab around, it'll make sense.
Share, contact name, edit, type in text. Can edit combo box to change the select contact name, edit, type in text.
You see, the thing says contact name, and this is, you really just type in a, like a email address, I'll type in my other email address.
F-R-A-N-K, period, V-E-N-T-U-R-A, at... LITTLEBREEZESTRCOM. Can edit combo box to change the selection. Use the arrow keys.
I'll say can edit. If you didn't want the person to edit it, you would actually you could change this to just read only.
Menu can edit people can edit can view people can view downloads and comment.
Could view. Yeah.
Enter leaving menus. Add a message left parent optional right parent edit type in text.
And you could even add a message. Hello.
H-E-L-L-O space T-H-I-S space I-S-M Y space F-O-L-D-E-R. Share button to activate press space.
And this button says share to hit space.
Space. New notification from Dropbox, folder shared, quote nonsense, quote was shared, Dropbox, items view multi-select.
And I don't know if anybody heard my notification, but it said nonsense has been shared. And I shared it with my frank.ventura@littlebreezes.com email address. So if I go into my email, there should
Windows
be an email now.
No, openbook 9.0, Outlook 37, enter. Opening dash Outlook, combo box, choose profile, pro, enter, opening dash Outlook. Inbox dash frank@littlebreezes.com dash Outlook.
And I'm going to go to that.
Control Y, go to folder dialog, folders, F, level 0, frank.m.ventura, gf, frank.ventura, frank, level 1, active element, I, inbox, colon 2, unread, enter, inbox, dash, frank, unread, attachment, Jonathan, unread, Frank Ventura, left parent, via Dropbox, right parent, Frank Ventura, share, quote, nonsense, quote, with you, sat3/.
Okay, and you get, the person that you shared it with gives you a little, gets a little email saying that it was shared.
Enter.
And let's read the email here.
Table 0, non-uniform, hi there, Frank Ventura, left parent, send mail link, Frank, invited you to view the folder, quote, nonsense, quote, on Dropbox, Frank said, colon, quote, hello, this is my folder, quote, link, go to folder.
And if you click the link there, it'll take you to the folder on the internet. And if the person is always signed up with Dropbox, there's a link that just says, yeah, it's about Dropbox. So they click that and it's in there. Or they get prompted to create a Dropbox account, depending on if they're a member of Dropbox or not.
At the very last point, when you said what happens for the person who receives the email, do they have to either already have or open a Dropbox account? Or is there a way that they can...
Yeah. Okay.
Get into and edit this thing without having Dropbox.
What they can do is that if you click that link, and if they have a Dropbox link, and you click add to folder, it'll add it to their Dropbox folder. If not, then they could just view the folder online and download the contents online, but they cannot contribute to the folder.
They wouldn't have to have Dropbox if they only wanted to read it.
Exactly.
And would they be able to access it repeatedly so they could see updates that other people might have made, or is it sort of a one-time thing?
As long as they still have the link, it should be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Frank, John and I share a Dropbox account, and then there are some folders that are just mine. Could I, in theory, create a folder for Tim and I and share it with Tim so that instead of him sending the stuff to John and then John sending it to me, he could send it directly to me?
Yes. So it'd create a folder called, stuff for Tim. and then just share it with Tim's email address, and yeah, there you go. Since you both have Dropbox, it's an easy, you know, bada bing, bada boom type of maneuver. And thank you very much, everyone, for coming and being a part of it today.